Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents Betches Moms with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Get ready to lock yourself in the bathroom or wherever else you hide from your kids, because you'll literally never be alone again.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Betches Moms, the podcast. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Brittany.
Welcome to our first episode. This is crazy, Brittany.
I can't believe that we're finally doing this, because I feel like we've been talking about it for so long and now we're here.
It feels like years. Yeah. We started talking about this before I was even pregnant.
We did.
And then I became that. I was impregnated.
And now you are with child.
And I'm with child. And you're with child. Okay, so let's explain who we are.
Okay. I'm
Aileen Drexler, CEO, co-founder of Betches. If you listen to Diet Start Tomorrow, you know me because I'm one of the co-hosts there. And I'm pregnant. My first kid. Shit's wild. What am I, 16 weeks, almost 17, when recording this podcast? Okay, Brittany, your turn.
So I'm Brittany Levine. You might know me from the Betches Moms Instagram. I am who you're talking to if you're ever DMing with me. Oh, I'm also the art director at Betches.
Oh, casually
and
also.
Casually also. And I have one child. His name is Oliver. He's a little older than 2.5. And I am pregnant with my second due in June. So I think I'm 26 weeks now.
Yes, yeah, so you're like slightly 10 more than me.
Yeah, I think our maternity leave overlaps for like a month.
Oliver is so cute, by the way, for anybody who does not know what he looks like. He's literally the cutest child I've ever seen. No offense to all the other children I know. So we're so excited to be here doing this podcast. Just like behind the scenes, we've been talking about starting Betches Moms account vertical content for a very long time, maybe like a year and a half, from maybe 2 years before we actually started it. This was like just the next thing that we were just going to do, because our audience, you guys, most of you have been growing up with us. Like in the very beginning, we were talking about college stuff and drinking, and here we are talking about not drinking when pregnant and how badly we kind of want to.
Yeah.
And all the way just to being a mom and like having that like massive life transition. And when we set out to create this podcast, we really wanted to keep you guys in mind. That's why each episode is going to be only 30 minutes. We wanted to keep it very short. We know you guys have only a short amount of time to lock yourselves in the bathroom or wherever. Where do you listen to podcasts, Brittany?
I feel like the perfect time to listen to podcasts is if you have a younger child and you're still taking them on those afternoon walks. And maybe during nap time while, you know, you're cleaning, because even though people tell us we should nap when our kids nap, we all know that that doesn't happen. So you could listen to us while you're doing all the things that you can't get accomplished. We're hoping to fill that gap and give you some of that much needed entertainment and outlet to just feel heard from us cool moms.
Us cool moms. Yeah. Like I'm not considered a mom yet. I'm like a vessel currently.
You're a mom to be.
I'm a pre-mom vessel. And, so yeah, 30 minutes, two episodes a week. We're going to do one episode. It's going to be with a guest. We're going to be interviewing a whole slew of different people. They're going to range from like really cool celebrities who are mothers to interesting experts who we can all learn something from. And really exciting. Brittany, do you want to share who we have today on our first episode?
Yes, I'm really excited about this because I'm a huge fan. Rachel Bilson, AKA Summer Roberts from The OC.
That is.
And I'm fangirling hard.
you were about to fangirl. So we're going to interview her right after this. And we're just, this is going to be great because I feel like everyone, our like age, you know, the millennial females, women, millennial women, like our kind of generation grew up watching The OC. Like they were in high school, even though they were older, they were in high school when we were in basically high school going to college.
Right.
And it's just like so full circle because Rachel Bilson is going to be talking about how she's a mom and it's sort of like we also grew up together. So
excited. So before we bring on Rachel, we also have another episode coming out this week on Wednesday, and it'll be really fun. It'll be Aileen and I just talking about how our pregnancies are going and how life has been as working moms and moms to be. We're going to be playing games. We're going to be taking submissions from you guys. It's going to be so much fun.
Right. So if you guys have any questions for us, email your questions to moms@betches.com or DM us Betches Moms on Instagram. And if you don't already follow us, like just hit the follow button. It's not just
follow us. It's fun.
And so when we return, we will be joined by none other than Rachel Bilson.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Okay, and welcome, Rachel. We are so happy to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're so excited.
We are huge. We're very big fans, like growing up watching The OC. It's just very full circle for you to be here right
now.
That's
awesome. Thank you. That's really cool. I feel very honored.
And I know Brittany is a massive fan.
Yeah. So in high school, like obviously I feel like we grew up with you because it was on.
Well, you did.
Yeah. Let's it was on it. When yeah. we were in high school. So right. I definitely watched it when it was on. And then about like three or four times after that, most recently, the beginning of quarantine. So it's all fresh in my memory.
No way. Mm-hmm. So you know more than I do because I'm still like, oh, like I have no. Like they ask me questions.
That was a lifetime ago.
Yeah, literally.
That's so funny. But you are starting a podcast, right? And it's about The OC. It's called Welcome to the OC Bitches with Julie Cooper, aka Melinda Clark, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So it's a rewatch podcast. It's a rewatch. So we are going through each episode and talking about it, but it's not just about the episodes. We're obviously going to talk about behind the scenes and experiences and have people come on that were on the show. It's just like a really fun walk down memory lane. And it's good for me because I don't know if I've actually ever seen the show. After I did it, I didn't really watch it. So it's kind of fun to go back and watch like your life 16 years ago or whatever it was. And you're like, holy shit, like how much has changed and how crazy it was. But it's just really fun just going over it and reliving it.
That must be really cool to have that opportunity to relive that time in your life.
It's fun. It's also scary.
That's so funny that you didn't watch it. Was that like, because you just couldn't watch yourself? Is that like, cause I hear that's a thing with actors.
It is a thing. Yeah, for sure. There's definitely people that can't. I'm kind of like indifferent on it.
Yeah.
I just don't think we sat down and watched it unless we didn't. I'm not remembering because I'm serious when I say I have no memory. Like I don't remember anything.
Same.
Yeah. So, you know, even those trivia games, there'll be OC trivia games and everyone's like, oh, you're going to know all the answers. And I get zero correct.
That's so funny.
I know. So it's good for me to kind of.
So it's going to be like watching it for the first time. Like, oh,
I'm an audience member watching the show, which is kind of cool because I've seen the first three so far. And I'm like, the show's actually pretty good. Like,
it's a great show. Great show.
I'm like, this is pretty good.
It's iconic. Your show is iconic. So are there any like behind the scenes things that you can share with us? Like maybe a story that you guys are going to plan to talk about?
I mean, we're going to talk about everything. I'm pretty into the whole transparent, real look at it all. Cause I think that's the most interesting, you know,
like, definitely.
Yeah, Well, gosh, we already talked about, it hasn't come on yet, but we had after Upfronts, which is when you go to New York and you introduce shows to advertisers and stuff. We went to Peter Gallagher's home in Connecticut, all of us, and we played an epic game of Capture the Flag. And that's we're all so like funny. At night, like fully, basically we were all like 11-year-olds playing as hard as we could, you know, just
tackling
beating each other up,
Sandy
tackling.
Cohen.
Yeah, exactly. tackling Sandy exactly. Cohen was basically what all of us did.
I love that.
That sounds like fun. So we want to know, would you rather parent Summer Roberts or have Summer Roberts parent your daughter?
I would rather have Summer parent my daughter because I do know this and I do remember this. By the end of the show, she did like a 180 and I feel like she was kind of a responsible person.
That's what I said to Aileen before this. I said, you know what? Character development. Summer became great.
Yeah, it was like a full arc. Like I actually did it. And she'll know how to hug a tree. I mean, there's all these positives she kind of.
You went to Brown, right?
I went to Brown. Yes. Definitely something I didn't do in my life. So let's just go with Summer.
So speaking of your daughter, this podcast is Betches Moms. This is our first episode and we're so happy to have you here as our first guest.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Our first ever guest.
Our first ever guest. So how old is your daughter right now?
She's six.
Six. What's that like in the pandemic? Well, like what's happening?
So she started kindergarten this year. Yes. I'm like, why couldn't it have been last year? Preschool, super manageable. Like, here's some Play-Doh. Let's call it a day. But kindergarten, it's full on because she is enrolled in school and she's on the computer all day. And it was a really hard transition. And I've been a kindergarten teacher this whole year, the school year. And I'm like, you just have such a greater appreciation for teachers and what they do because it is not easy. And especially this age at six in kindergarten, like they're not going to want to sit and just focus, but she's doing great. I have to hand it to her. She's handled it really well. I, on the other hand, my patience is worn thin, but we're trying our best.
I'm sure this whole, working from home, being a teacher for our kids, this fatigue is real and it's for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are.
No, it doesn't matter. But I think the most important thing is to allow yourself and give yourself the excuse to be and do it however you can and whatever works for you. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's too much external stress on this year and how it goes and with these kids. And it's like, if your kid is alive, if they're smiling, they're eating, you know, like you're doing it all right. Like they're alive, they're well. That's all you can hope for and not be hard on yourself.
Have there been like moments when you're just like about to lose it and you're just like, I'm not doing this right?
Oh, of course. I mean, daily probably where, you know, and I lost my patience yesterday and I felt so bad, you know, because it's not their fault. You know, this is a unique situation. No one's ever been in.
Yeah.
But you know, you just have to remember, okay, you're doing okay. Like I'm a single mom. I'm doing it. Like, the best I can. And I have to just give myself the room to fuck up sometimes.
Yeah, you're allowed. And that's amazing that you're doing this as a single parent. And are you co-parenting during this? Or so how has that been during the pandemic, being that you have to trust one another, knowing who they're with? And how does that work?
Well, luckily, like her dad is pretty hardcore with it all. Like I don't have to worry at all. And he's actually been in Canada for a bit, so that's pretty safe knowing she's not seeing him. So, you know, that's not a worry, but you have to trust each other and you are bubbled up. Yeah. But it's also nice because she's had the opportunity to have another house to go to and not just be stuck in our house the entire time. So I'm grateful for that. And we've just handled it. Survival mode.
Yeah. You do what you have to do. That's a great way of looking at it, where she actually, you know, she gets bored in this house, she goes to the next house and she has like this recharge moment.
Oh, yeah. A little variety.
Right.
Bored in the house. Bored in the house.
In the house bored.
Do you have any advice? By the way, that like came out a year ago. Just saying. What do you have any advice about, like, to other moms that are in the same situation, co-parenting, just like anything you've learned along the way?
Well, definitely be grateful for you actually get a little time for yourself, which is something not to be taken lightly, because a lot of people don't get those breaks. So I've been, even though it's hard and I'm always so sad when I'm not with her, I've learned to be like, okay, take this moment. Like you said, recharge. It's like my recharge, you know, like you can actually take a bath or you can lay in bed and watch The Bachelor. Like, yeah, it's okay. So those, I just like take that and try to be grateful in those moments, even though they're really hard.
Yeah. That's a great way, positive spin on it and how to look at everything.
Yeah.
I try.
Well, actually me, I'm pregnant. I'm about to be a first time mom.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And Brittany is also pregnant, but this is her second pregnancy.
My second.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any, first of all, do you miss anything about being pregnant? Cause we have a lot of pregnant listeners. And what are some like mom hacks that you could like maybe share for first time moms asking for a friend?
Sure. I loved being pregnant. I had a really good pregnancy, so I'm pretty lucky there. And a pretty easy delivery. I will say epidurals are God's gift.
Agreed.
Just give it to me. not pushing it on anybody, but if you're offered
But
if you're offered it feels real nice.
It's, you know, you might take them up on that offer. I didn't have any kind of plan. And I think that's kind of a good mindset, because if you have a set plan, you never know what's going to happen. So I think it adds like a pressure or something. I was always like, I'm going to go with the flow. If I don't need drugs, great. Of course, saying that, not having gone into labor before, but you just go with it. And I didn't want to put any restrictions or anything on myself. So definitely I think not planning and going with the flow is helpful, or it was for me. Mm-hmm. Epidurals, fucking God's gift. And mom hacks. Baby mom hacks. I'm a little rusty. I'm 6 years here.
So 6 year olds.
6 year old. I mean, a straw, a paper straw. You cut it, poke it in a yogurt, take it in the car. That's like my favorite thing I use. You know,
oh, it's like a smoothie.
Less messy. It's like a smoothie.
Is it for you or the kid?
Both. I mean, I steal all of her food anyway.
Oh my God. Same. Actually, the smoothie hack, every single morning, my son asks for one, like the little Stony Brook smoothie things.
Oh, the little cup.
And I smoothie, do the same thing. I poke a hole in it, put the straw in, but he calls them a frosted. He says, I want a frosted. I'm like,
they're like, have we been to Wendy's?
I don't even think he knows that a Wendy's exists. We've never been there. So where he came up,
how old is your son?
He's a little older than 2.5.
Aww,
so where he came up with that, he wants a frosted yogurt. I'm like, okay, that's fun.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
That's really
just
cute.
Just go with it.
It's a little treat. Yeah.
That thing about planning though, so true. My mom's an OBGYN, and I've asked her, I've asked her, like, I was telling her about like a friend who had like all this like natural birth plan and all of that. And she's like, the last thing you should do is make this like hardcore plan, because from my experience, it never goes to plan. It very rarely goes to plan. And just the less stress you put on yourself and just go with it. Like I love that, because it's true.
I love that I have the support of a professional who agrees. So I feel better about
she
that.
She also believes in epidurals.
It's really good.
So speaking of like being a working mom, and you were talking about being a single mom, how is it? And you're obviously, you're not like a 9-to-5. You're not sitting at a desk. You're an actress, actor. What is that like? How does that affect your parenting or just your day to day?
Yeah. You know, so I was pregnant with my daughter but I was on a show called Heart of Dixie. It was towards the end. I worked up until 37 weeks pregnant, which was, I mean, I had my own set chair for my feet. They were so swollen. And then I took 3 years off. So I had all that time with her, but I went back to work when she was 3. And for me, it was a show that I was like in every scene. It was so hard, because mom is number one for me, no matter what, but I tried to make it as positive for her as possible. So looking back, she has a positive association with mom working, because when I work, it is long hours and all of that. And she has been young enough to come with me, but now that she started school, it might look a little different, and I haven't had to cross that path yet. So I don't know the answers yet, but Yeah, I just think it's how you handle it, and handling it and doing a positive spin. Like, I would leave treasure maps for her in the morning if I was gone before she woke up. So now she's like, Mom, you're going back to work. Do I get treasure maps? So
what do you hide? Where's the,
oh my God, it became hard. Let me tell you,
like, it would be creative.
Like, I think my mom probably had a hand in that. She's pretty creative. Like a candy, you know, sometimes it would be more elaborate if I was working like a lot, like a bigger toy. I'm okay with that. Like, whatever it takes.
I just love that. The kid. That's really funny. I mean, that's really smart.
That's a great parenting hack. I think I'm going to use that. I'm taking that from you.
Yeah, you should.
So I read, you did an interview a couple of years ago with People Magazine. I think it was like 2019. And you said, kids are a great excuse for anything. If you don't want to do something, you don't ever have to lie because, like, you have kids. You can leave early. You cannot go and you can go to bed at 9 and it's awesome. So we love this quote because we feel like this is like, this embraces Betch's moms and who we are. We're like, we love our kids. They're amazing. But like, also like, want, like, you're a good excuse for things.
Like, oh, completely. Yeah. I still stand by that quote. It still gets you out of a lot of things. Like, I am not, I like to be in bed even by 8:30. I like to, you know, I love Golden Girls. Like, I really just at heart, I just have this grandma mentality. So, you know, kids are good for that. That's a really a good perk to having them.
Totally. I mean, these days, especially now being pregnant, I'm 26 weeks pregnant, and you know how tiring a 2.5-year-old could be.
Oh,
yeah. And, you know,
oh, God.
Working from home, it's crazy. My son goes to bed at 7:30. Once he's in his room, I make myself tea and I go into bed. And even if I don't go to sleep, I'm sitting there for like 2 hours and I don't care. I'm like, and I don't even feel bad about it. I don't have, obviously there's no FOMO because we can't actually do anything right now, but I'm like, I'm a mom. I deserve this.
You're like, absolutely. You guys are cool moms.
We're cool moms.
That's what it is to be a cool mom.
Absolutely. I am in bed every night. My daughter goes to bed and that's where I am. And then I stay up for an hour on my phone and I go to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
My friends and I joke, like, you know how people say like hot girl shit, I'm doing hot girl shit. Well, I do like hot grandma shit. Like, that is the kind of shit that I love to do. Go to bed early, put on a good show, relax, put on a face mask.
Oh, we need to start that hot grandma shit.
Hot grandma shit. Wait, so you are like in the public eye, you're pretty famous. We know you. How do you have to deal with that yet with your daughter, or how do you plan to deal with that later?
Well, it's not like we've gone anywhere for a year. So as she gets older, she's more aware maybe, but I think she knows that her mom and her dad's an actor too. So she kind of knows that we are in that world, but she's not aware of the level. Like, she definitely doesn't know how famous her dad is or the character he played was, because he was in Star Wars. She's not aware of that. I think she knows he was in Star Wars, but she has no idea what that even means because she hasn't seen anything.
Right.
And thank God, because like, he kills children. So keep that from her until she's 80.
Yeah. Want to rewatch that.
So, you know, but she knows, she has an idea, but not, you know, really.
Do you like to keep it plans that way? to like explain it? Like, or are you just putting that away until you have to deal with it later?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she's already said she wants to act like now. And I'm like, oof, how do we handle this? She doesn't really know. And obviously if it's something she chooses in her adult life, that'll be that. But I think to keep a lot of that as long as possible away from her is, I would say, our choice.
Yeah.
Our top choice.
If she's saying that she wants to act and she really becomes adamant about like, no, I want to act now, would you help her pursue that at a young age, or you would wait?
You know, my parents made me wait until I was 18 and could make decisions. And I just think that's a smart, I mean, you know what, look, everyone's different and no judgment on what parents decide.
Yeah.
But it's not really what I would want for her at this age.
Yeah. Which is
understandable. I'll see how she feels when she's like, you know, I don't even know. 12, whatever.
right.
She's six.
What if she like, very what if young. She just watches, like, what if she's older? She like watches the OC and then she's just like, Mom, you were drinking in high school. I can drink in high school.
She's not watching the OC until she's at least 35. I've already
she's
like,
going to be 60. You
know, she's going to be 60. Hot grandma shit. That's going to be her show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's like keep her away from Summer Robert season one.
Yeah, no, that's off limits.
So I have a story to tell. So it's about, obviously, you know, when we're pregnant, we have a lot of body changes and our kids tend to say the most ridiculous things to us, right? So my son, who I've brought up a couple of times already, Oliver, he's 2.5 years old. He tells me probably every single night that my boobies are too big. He'll always be like, Mommy, your boobies are too big. But the best part about it is like, I was the one reading him books at night. Every single night, like my husband was not allowed to go in there. Now he won't let me do it because I can't fit in the chair because my boobies are too big.
Oh my God.
Like I sit down. He's like, no, Mommy, your boobies are too big. Daddy like, reads me
gonna,
books.
Yeah. You're going to get older and you're going to be really grateful for that.
Yeah.
You're going to be like,
I'm like, I fed you for like 9 months. So.
Right. Oh my God. That's but so like, funny. Does he know you're pregnant?
He does, but I'm not sure he actually understands what that means. Yeah. Right. So like he knows we say, where's the baby? He says in your belly.
Yeah.
But I try and say to him, oh, like, you know, that there will be a baby in the house and he has baby cousins. So I'm like, you know, like your baby cousins and I'll say to him, they'll be living here. Like, this is the baby's room. And he's like, huh?
Say what?
Like, I don't think he'll be so okay with it when it actually happens, but like,
no.
We try to explain it the best that we can. But does your daughter say any ridiculous things to you? And you're just like, or like, has she in the past where you're just like, where do you even learn that from? Like, where'd that come from?
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, she always is. But the thing that actually, it's not really like what she says or about me. She'll ask questions that I just can't answer. Like, you know, Mom, who was the first human on Earth? Like, where did they come from? It's like that whole thing, you know? And I'm like, thank God we have an Alexa because I have to turn to her or it all the time and be like, Alexa, where, you know, and then they'll explain it or whatever. But she asks all these questions that I just can't answer. And that for me is the hardest.
Those things are hard. Does she know how to use Alexa now? Probably. She's six.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And she knows how to announce, which I just learned. So I'll just get, it's actually pretty funny. So my mom, I gave her one, but it's on my account. So when my mom's at her house, which is like 20 minutes away, Briar will announce, like, it'll just talk through my mom's at her house. So we scared the shit out of my mother.
That's funny.
Briar did. Cause she started announcing. Yeah. And it just like out of nowhere, just started talking. And my mom called, she's like, what's going on with the Alexa? Like, she's talking. I hear Briar. How do I hear Briar? And it was pretty, it was like, okay, this is like a perfect example of like technology with grandparents.
So, but I don't even know what this talking about like hot grandma shit. I have no idea what the announce function is.
I just learned this because we have our 16-year-old family friend, she's basically my niece, taught it to Briar. Of course, I don't know this.
Right.
But if you tell her to announce, it'll talk through all your other devices, whatever you say.
Oh my God. That's potentially dangerous.
I'm going to have to use it.
Very dangerous.
At least the Alexa says so.
It's really fun.
It's like an intercom.
It really is. We always joke that like when all of our kids, like everyone, like, when our kids are older, they're gonna be like, yeah. And like, I lived with Alexa. Like, I could never see her. I don't know what she looks like. She lived in a box, but I lived with Alexa.
Right.
She was really helpful.
Alexa raised me. My nanny, Alexa.
Yeah.
It's like when we were kids, we would have like invisible friends, or like some of us did. I don't know if you guys did. But if like a kid, someone had an invisible friend, now like all the kids' friends are Alexa. Like, that's just what it is. So speaking of ridiculous shit kids say, we are going to play a little game and it's called What the Fuck Did You Just Say? And it's all about like the crazy things that our kids actually say out loud. So we get a ton of listener submissions to our Instagram, Betches Moms. Everyone go follow it right now. And we're going to share a few of them. And then Rachel, you're going to choose which one you would really rather not deal with. So like, I just don't want to deal with this one. Like I'm opting out of them, but this other ones I can answer or just accept.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh God.
Okay. Brie, do you want to read them?
Okay, I'll read them. So, first one. I want to have long boobies like yours, Mom. First one. My 3-year-old yells out COVID test out of nowhere at dinner.
It's ridiculous.
Going with the times here.
Awesome.
Points to tampons. Are those your bathroom snacks?
Oh my God. I actually like that one.
It's good. And then the last one. Hey, Ma, you need this stick for your gyna?
That's also tampons.
It's the most ridiculous submissions.
I mean, it could also be
a vibrator.
It could be a lot of things.
Yeah. Or it could be daddy.
True. So let's just say it could be all of those things. Which one would you just kind of like not want to deal with?
Oh my gosh. Let's go with the long boobs because that's like harder to explain and you might make them feel bad because they're probably responsible.
That's true. That is what you did to me, honey.
Yeah. This is all your fault. And they're just like scarred for life.
Like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
I just love that one because it's like a compliment. Like the kid is complimenting you. Like I want those long boobies, but you're just like,
but you're also like,
no,
yeah,
you don't.
Okay. No, you don't. Yeah. And you're pointing out the obvious here. It's just,
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Rachel. Do you want to share like about your podcast when it's coming out?
Yeah.
Everything
so
of that nature.
It's Welcome to the OC Bitches. And I think it's going to be beginning of April is what we're shooting for, but it's going to be a lot of fun and behind the scenes sort of glimpse into the OC itself and just rewatching them all together, hopefully.
Well, I know I'll be listening.
I'm so happy. I hope you do.
I definitely will.
Absolutely. Do you think you'll ever do like a reunion? You speaking about this.
I don't know. I would be open to it, of course. You know, I had such a good experience and I just, you know, so grateful for everything. So I'm open to most things in life, I like to say.
I love it. Well, we're huge fans. Thank you so much for sharing
your
personal stories. And thank you so much.
Congratulations on your podcast.
Thank you. Thanks so much. So that is it for our first ever episode of Betches Moms podcast. We hope you loved it. Brittany, what'd you think?
I had so much fun. Not only was this our first podcast episode ever, this is my first podcast ever.
Oh my God. Popped your cherry.
You popped my cherry. And
no,
I had
Rachel
so
did.
Rachel did. So much fun. And I think that I hope that you all loved it.
Yeah, we hope you all loved it. And if you did, please show us that love. Please on iTunes, go just rate, subscribe, review. Oh my God, I usually say rate, review, subscribe, but my brain just went twisted. Rate, review, subscribe. If you loved it, give us 5 stars. Tell us what you thought. And go follow Betches Moms on Instagram if you haven't already. If you don't listen on iTunes, go on Spotify and click follow. So you're just subscribed to the podcast. You know when every episode is going to come out, it'll just go straight to your phone. And if you have a mom friend or anyone who's mom curious, because we're going to be talking about, you know, trying to conceive also. So this isn't just for women who have children. It's the whole journey. So go share it with that person. Please share it with a friend. It means the world to us. That is how our podcast is going to make it. We hope it does.
Yes, we hope so.
We hope so. And remember, there's no rules in this podcast. I'm not like a regular mom.
I'm a cool mom. Right, Regina?
Please stop talking.
The Betches Moms podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales-Pico with hosts Aileen Drexler and Brittany Levine. Editing by Stacey Wong. Social media by Brittany Levine. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your emails to moms@betches.com. Betches.